A teenage girl heads to the airport for a family vacation to another country. But at the airport, she can't help but notice that her family members are very careful not to let her out of their sight. For most girls, maybe that won't raise a red flag, but it did for several girls in Britain who discovered, only at the last minute, that they were being taken abroad for a forced marriage. That does happen, and probably a lot more than you think. So in the UK, a charity called Karma Nirvana has come up with some advice for young women and girls who find themselves in this situation.
What you should do is put a spoon in your knickers, and that will set off the metal detector as you go through it, and that will be your opportunity to say, I need help.
That's Jasvinder Sangera. She's the founder of Karma Nirvana. She was describing a real situation there involving a 16-year-old girl who called the group's hotline.
So she went through the metal detector, it set it off, and that was her opportunity to speak to somebody and say to them, I'm being forced into a marriage. And that literally protected her and saved her and prevented her from getting on that aeroplane.
Yeah, so what happened with the parents in that particular situation? What did they do?
Well, she was with her brothers in this scenario, and actually, I'm not sure what happened to her brothers, but in terms of pursuing investigations to pursue prosecutions, we've just very recently had our very first two criminal prosecutions where a mother was convicted of forcing her daughter to marry when she was 13 years old. And we've also had another criminal conviction of two parents, mother and father, who have been convicted for forcing their child into marriage. And they will be sentenced on June the 18th.
So what happened to this girl in this particular case after she was in the custody of authorities? They didn't hand her back to the family, did they?
Oh, absolutely not. The ideal scenario would be for them not to go back into the family dynamic. We'd think about other protective measures. It could be emergency accommodation. They could be placed into child and protective services, into foster placement. Now, if that person wants to go back to the family, and that can happen because this is your family and, you know, you have a loyalty to them, what we would ensure is that measures are put in place to prevent that person from being taken out of the country. The person is very, very closely monitored. We remove the passport from the family. And if the family breach that order, it is a criminal act and they can be prosecuted for that.
The spoon advice is really clever, but how often has it worked?
We have no idea how often they're being used, but the point here is we're using it as an opportunity to raise national awareness. And even in Switzerland, you know, they're using it to raise awareness. In France, they're using it to raise awareness. It's also led to us training our airports here in the UK. So if you look at an airport like Heathrow Airport or you look at Birmingham Airport, they deal with two forced marriage cases a week. And they're the ones we know about.
Jasvinder, I don't know if you're aware, but Delaware, the state of Delaware here in the U.S., recently became the first U.S. state to outlaw all child marriages without exception, and there's no such law in any other state. So if the parents in the U.K. are intent in marrying off their daughter, what laws prevent that?
Well, in the UK, forced marriage became a criminal offence in its own right in 2014, and that's in England and Wales and Scotland. And what you have to remember about forced marriage, that you're expecting that child to prosecute their immediate family members, their parents, let's be clear here. I hope that sends out a very strong message that they're going to be taken seriously and supported. I mean, the fact that they've outlawed it in Delaware, I hope your prosecutors and your police officers are aware who the perpetrators are, because in the majority of the cases we hear on the helpline, victims cite their mothers as the perpetrators.
This, I know, is personal for you, Jasvinder. You went through all of this. Would you mind sharing your story and tell us also what happened to relationships with your own family?
I was born in England and I went to school here in Britain. I am one of seven sisters and I watched the majority of my sisters being taken out of school when they were 15 years old to marry a man they'd only ever met in a photograph. And I was 14 years old when my mother presented me with a photograph of a man I was promised to from the age of 8. But I dared to challenge my mother and I made it clear to her that, you know, I don't want to marry a stranger. I want to go to school. And I quickly learnt that saying no was not an option. My mother was very clear that there was no need for me to have an education, that she only sent me to school because it was the law in England, and that I would marry this man and not shame the family by not marrying this man. And they held me a prisoner in my own home until I agreed to the marriage. So I agreed to the marriage purely to plan my escape. Well, one day I just ran out of the front door. I was 16 years old, ran to my best friend's house. My parents reported me missing to the police. The police did track me down. And thankfully, the police officer didn't attempt to send me home to somehow mediate with my family. Because if he had done that, my parents would have given the Oscar-winning performance on the doorstep and said all the right things. And, you know, once the front door closed, it would have been even worse for me. But the officer did say to me, "You need to ring home and to tell your parents you are safe and well." And my mother answered the phone and she said, "You either come back and marry who we say, otherwise, from this day forward, you are now dead in our eyes." And it was the ultimate shame for her that I was not going to marry the man my family had promised. And I had to, as a 16-year-old, make that decision. I can have my family, but it would mean going home, conforming, and marrying that stranger. Or you can have everything that Britain stands for: rights, freedom, independence, and the right to marry who you want to choose. So I chose the latter, and subsequently, I have been disowned for 38 years. My family refused to acknowledge me. My three children, they've refused to acknowledge them also. And I became a campaigner in 1993 because my sister Rubina, who was forced to marry a stranger at 15, she set herself on fire and she committed suicide. And my family's response was, it was better for my sister to take her life than for her to dishonor the family by leaving her husband. And it was that day whereby I thought naively my mother would actually welcome me back. But my mother was very clear: this doesn't change anything. Don't come to the funeral. Don't show your face.
So, in 38 years, though, no contact with your parents.
I've tried to only to be rejected. And my mother sadly died when she was 54. And towards the end of her life, she would talk to me, but only in secret. It was always on her terms when the family were not there. But no, and I'd say my honour is your shame because I haven't done anything wrong and I'm not waiting for them to accept me or my children.
It does strike me, though, Jess Vendura, especially after seeing the reality for your other sisters, what courage it took you to take a stand and to stick with that decision you made.
Yeah, it's been incredibly difficult. You know, I'm not going to say it was easy, but when I established the charity that is Carmen of Honor, that has been my salvation in a sense. So I put all that energy into helping others. The charity marks 25 years next month. And I also have to say that I was making that decision for my children in the future. Because had I gone back into my family's fold and married that stranger, it would have perpetuated and it would have carried on. And this is the worrying thing that I see here in Britain, whereby you see people born in the UK who are forcing their children into marriages, and you have to completely break that cycle.
Jess Vendor Sangera, the founder of Carmen Nirvana, thanks very much for your time.
No, thank you.